Track 3. Fossils. As you listen to geology expert Geraint Owen peel away the layers of history here, see if you can spot the small spiral-shaped fossils in the rock beneath your feet. But do take care and ensure you don't end up examining the ones under the water.
Okay, well, the rock we're standing on at the moment is called shale, and it's mud that's been compressed and turned into rock. And these little circular marks on it that are a centimetre or so in diameter are fossils. They're the remains of the shells of animals called goniatites that lived in the sea when these muds were forming. Goniatites are an extinct group, but their living relatives are squids, cuttlefish, octopus, and all of those organisms only live in the sea. They don't live in fresh water. And so we assume that the extinct groups, like goniatites, also lived in the sea. And it tells us that the rocks that we see here formed as muds on the bottom of a calm sea. And that's telling us that South Wales, when these rocks formed, which was about 315 million years ago, was covered by a muddy sea. And in the late Carboniferous period, the British Isles lay very close to or even straddling the equator. So the climate was a humid tropical climate. The environment was a shoreline at the mouth of a river. And a good analogy for that in the present day would be the modern Mississippi Delta at the mouth of the Mississippi River. That's in a subtropical setting, but nevertheless it's got swampy environments on the top of the delta feeding out into the Gulf of Mexico.
Before we move to our next stop, take a look at the layers of rock around you. They all tilt downstream. The angle of this layering holds the key to the formation of the waterfalls we will see later on. When you are ready, make your way to stop 4, where we will get a taste of life here little more than one century ago, when this area was a hive of activity.
Retrace your steps back up to the main path and continue ahead, keeping the river on your right. Within 150 metres, you will follow the river around a right-hand bend and a metal gate will come into view on the path ahead. Listen to track 4 when you are standing by the line of stones in the path that have holes drilled into them.